This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you guys with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just truly being engaged, truly being involved. And you know what? But do me a favor. Will you head up to the website? I'll wait. Go ahead. Over there, therealside.com. You, obviously, you can watch live, listen live. There's a lot going on there, but give me your email address. Every week I send out an email. I'll let you guys know what's going on the show, you know, who we're going to have on, topics we're going to be discussing. You can also, because we believe in capitalism on the show, you can buy a coffee mug, buy a shirt, buy my book. You know, it came out at the end of 2016, but I got to tell you something. There's so many chapters that pertain to today that haven't changed. My first chapter is absolutes, absolutely not. And it's all about how the left cannot have a right and wrong, a good and bad, a boy and girl. I mean, look at what's going on out there. That's why a lot of times, you know, I'm going to do a whole bunch. I'm going to do a smorgasbord of crazy stories and clips right now. But again, there can't be any here we go. Hit the ground running, right? There can't be any traditional anything when it comes to the left. Because that just takes their whole game. They have got to mix up traditional everything. They've got to mix up foundational everything. The basic family doesn't work for them. And I'll get into that more later on. I mean, seriously, when I first story of the night. You know, Berkeley, a female at Berkeley or a Berkeley female professor decides that she's going to wear a beard to protest gender bias. Let that sink in for a second. A professor at a college in if I say it's a college in California, none of you would be surprised, right? Hey, want to welcome another member of the family tonight, Tampa Bay's conservative alternative AM 860 The Answer, a new member of our family, a great station in the Tampa Bay area. Give them a listen. And don't forget, call them and tell them how much you love the show. I know you haven't, you know, some of you haven't heard it yet, but stay here, listen, tune in. All right, so if Berkeley's supposed to be this, you know, school of open thought, wonderful, you know, wonderful content in their classes and what they're teaching, open-minded, well, they're not so open-minded because when it comes to conservatism, having conservative speakers, they won't allow it. So a female paleontologist, including some from the University of California, Berkeley, are wearing fake beards to highlight alleged gender bias in their field. Photos of these fake beard fossil scientists are now on display in Lawrence Hall of Science at UC Berkeley. Right? It's called the Bearded Lady Project. Now, here's the thing. Your tax money is going to pay these people while they're doing all of this. They're trying to show you that you don't have to be a man to love field work and contribute to science. Since when was this a problem? How many of you guys told your daughters, oh, no, you can't be an archaeologist or a paleontologist. You're a girl. I mean, seriously. But we're paying people to do this. Remember that. Okay? I mean, this is the same school that started this whole toxic masculinity classes. Right? Getting in touch with your manhood or or safe masculinity. I never heard any of these words when I was a kid. The project was started by Ellen Carano, a University of Wyoming paleontologist and professor. She originally aimed to be the challenging the face of science, one beard at a time, with some well-placed facial hair. Any female scientist can be perceived as equally rugged, tough, and determined. Look, again, if people at your level of education, because, you know, you always tell us that when you're well-educated like that, you're a heck of a lot smarter than the rest of us. But if people at your level of education are still thinking that girls can't do it, maybe they're not as well educated as you think they are. I think this is just a stunt. That's my own personal opinion. I think this is just a stunt to bring more awareness to maybe help more women want to get involved in this kind of thing. Because, again, there is nothing, I'm sorry, there is nothing sexy about digging dirt in the desert. Yeah, some people get all excited about what they might find. I get all that. That's all cool. But how do you start that on the front end, right? How do you get that conversation started with your young daughter? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right, but to take this further into more of a reality, if you would, you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but I lost the story. I had the story up the screen and went down. But basically what happened, one of the leading colleges here in California, and I'll bring that back to you in the next segment, the female professors, when they're having sex with the students, it is more overlooked when they do it. It's not that it's encouraged, but it's less likely to be prosecuted. They're less likely to lose their jobs than male professors who have affairs with the younger students, the young female students. So where's the equality there? Now, for some of those, like, neutral gender freaks, there is no girl, boy, man, woman. I guess it doesn't matter to them. But why is it that the women get away with it and the men don't? Is it because they're preying on the helpless women? Do the women have anything to say or do or are involved in it? Why don't they take the same attitude on the other side? Right? We've done many stories about women taking advantage of boys in the classroom. And it's just growing like crazy. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about that white woman problem in the classroom. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real time. Be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back, and yes, I was born and made to wave the flag. Hope you guys are too. Joe Messina, your host. You know, but I always appreciate the time you spend with me, spend with us, being part of the show, being engaged, being involved. I really do appreciate the time. And I know that some of you hang out with me for quite some time. Some of you have been with us for years, which I think is great. I mean, you know, start sending us pictures of your grandkids soon. Anyway, I always appreciate the time you spend with me. I really do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be you want to get text messages on the show and the topics and things that are going on with the real side, you can always text me, TRS to 55222. Text TRS to 55222. Okay, I got a couple of funny clips. We'll you know, I'm going to play one now, one in a little bit. And, you know, I didn't know that white women were so toxic, that white women didn't really understand the problems that they have. So this young lady from one of the colleges, I don't know if she's from Berkeley or what, but she's decided that she's going to help us understand. Now, hopefully she's not your daughter, because I'm going to make fun of her and I'll feel really bad if she is. Take a listen.
So what is white feminism? White feminism is feminism that ignores intersectionality. However, not all white feminists...
Wait a minute. Can somebody send me a note? Explain to me what white intersectionality is. And she's talking pretty quick, so you have to take notes fast.
...are white feminists. Even though a majority of white feminists are white. Hence the creation of the term itself. White feminism excludes everyone that is not white, cis, or straight. It turns a willingly blind eye to all other issues that women face because it doesn't affect them directly, which is completely selfish. It's basically saying how white women experience oppression and misogyny is how all women experience oppression and misogyny. And that is completely untrue.
Please abort and retry.
I don't even know where to go with that. I mean, seriously. Right? White feminism, white... I mean, they change the name, so we don't really quite know what they are all the time. And here they are. White women don't know, right, that they have this privilege. White feminists don't understand. So therefore, they're guilty of it because they don't understand. They really don't know they have it when it runs rampant with white women. These educated people. Oh, they call themselves educated people. And this is, I love these clips when you guys send them to me or send me links to them. Because these are usually on local campuses, we don't get to see them like you do. So again, like I said, I mean, this is what's going on. This is where your college dollars are going. This is what you're paying these professors for, to teach your children. You know, I've said it for a long time on the show. You need to. When you send your child to college, if you're helping to pay in any way, shape, manner, or form, you need to show up there. You need to make sure that you know what you're saying. You're sending them into the lion's den. You need to know what they're up against. You need to know what they're fighting. You need to know what they're dealing with. Would that only be fair? I mean, I think it would be. God, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. But again, I've never seen this level of I don't know what to call it. What do we call it? Foolishness, honest deceit from the teachers to the students. And now we've got a college saying the Michigan State University has now informed student employees to refrain from using terms like "I apologize," "Oh, no problem," and addressing customers with gender-specific "sir" or "ma'am" are out. No more. What are you going to... How are you going to address me? Human? If you don't... And listen, I don't much care for the mister. I don't mind mister. I don't much care for the sir. That really sounds kind of old. You know? My grandfather... My dad's sir. But... they don't want you to use the word "I apologize" anymore. The MSU Service Center employees witnessed an hour-long inclusive, oh God, and culturally sensitive service to residents and guests. Now, I want you to know something. Somebody paid to put this together. Somebody had to pay the employees to go. They had to pay fill-in people because those employees probably had jobs that you couldn't just walk away from. It's mandatory for everyone. It has to do with understanding identity and utilizing pronouns and making sure you don't misgender anybody. Now, I'm told there's 79 genders now. I think we should wear those. We should be forced to wear those little wrist things that they have. You know how you always see them? They're different colors. I think it should be the color of the gender you want to be known as. Look, if they're going to get ridiculous, I should be able to be too, right? MSU faculty manager Sheena Baalbek, she claimed during her presentation that saying "no problem" could be a trigger. Raise your hand if you ever said "no problem," Baalbek told the employees. Did you ever think that was a trigger? Well, could be. It's only a trigger for weak people. I'm sorry, some of you won't agree with me, but whatever. Look, if words have that much of a meaning, if words can bring you to your knees, if words are that hurtful, you need to really think about where you're coming from. You know, I used to always say, when somebody calls you a name, when somebody calls you a racist or a bigot, a homophobe, whatever, usually, at first it might bother you a little bit because you go, oh my God, why do they think I'm a racist? If you take a second to think about it, and you're not, and you know you're not, it'll never bother you again. I used to tell my friends, I even told my kids, I cannot make you feel guilty unless you've done something wrong. Right? If I call you a name or call you something or suggest you did something, you're not going to get crazy upset about it, especially at first, because we discuss. I know how to discuss with people, unless you're totally guilty of it. But now it could be a trigger for you to say no problem. So when somebody says to you, hey, you didn't put the stuff away right in the closet, you go, no problem, I'm going to do it now. If that triggers you, the fact that I said, okay, you know, it's not an issue for me, I'm going to go take care of it, I'll make it right for you, then the problem is with you, not me. I don't know, and you should have done this. We're also examples of triggers. Really. So saying, I don't know, this is great. They give you a whole flow chart. I can't even follow it. It's so confusing. I mean, I know I'm not the brightest guy in the room. But look at it and go, come on, give me a break. These are just words. Another trigger in the workplace is misgendering customers, according to Ballback. She then asked students, how many of you were ever raised to say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am? A lot of hands went up. Well, that's wrong. You might be misgendering somebody, and you're making them feel bad. You should be using terms like they and not and his and hers. And, oh, my God, I need a drink to figure this out. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
13 state attorney generals are challenging the Trump administration's new immigration policy called the public charge rule. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The Trump administration's new regulation would limit access to legal immigration procedures if an applicant is found to be on public benefits like food stamps or housing vouchers. President Trump defended the rule during a campaign rally in New Hampshire Thursday evening.
Republicans believe public benefits should be protected for truly needy Americans, not for illegal aliens.
The attorneys general say in a statement the public charge rule is unlawful and un-American.
Stocks rebounded a bit today. The S&P 500 rose 1.4%, the Dow climbed 1.2%, and NASDAQ picked up 1.7%. Each index still finished with a third-straight weekly decline. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
You are some messed up white people.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right. You know, listen, if you want to get a message to me, you can always email me, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Or, you know, just, again, if you want to be part of the family, part of the solution, just text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. I don't know if you've heard this, but it seems like Warren is having a little traction in the polls now, Elizabeth Warren. And, you know, she's all about the poor folk. She's always about helping the poor folk. I mean, she's always all about making sure that equality runs across the board. So, and to the left, this really doesn't make much of a difference. You can show all kinds of proof on how out there they are, and they just don't seem to care. So let me do this with you. Here's a clip. I think she was at a party or she was at a function. And she was talking about successful people. Now, she's not bad off herself. All right? And yet, there is no way the successful people are successful because of their own endeavors, because of their own hard work. Take a listen.
I hear all this, you know, well, this is class warfare, this is whatever. No, there is nobody in this country who got rich on his own. Nobody. You built a factory out there, good for you, but I want to be clear. You moved your goods to market on the roads the rest of us paid for.
Yep.
You hired workers the rest of us paid to it.
Yeah, no. let me play it through. I'll go through it in a second. She just irritates me to know it.
Educate. You were safe in your factory because of police forces and fire forces that the rest of us paid for. You didn't have to worry that marauding bands would come and seize everything at your factory and hire someone
only
to protect against this because of the work the rest of us did. Now look, you built a factory and it turned into something terrific or a great idea. God bless. Keep a big hunk of it. But part of the underlying social contract is you take a hunk of that and pay forward for the next kid who comes.
Yeah, not so much. I mean, it's so easy to tear apart most of what she, almost everything she said, really. And this comes from somebody who lied about becoming and became a professor taught one class for almost $400,000 a year. I'm sorry, what kind of grasp of reality do you think she has? And I hate to do this again, but let's comment on this.
I hear all this, you know, well, this is class warfare, this is whatever. No, there is nobody in this country who got rich on his own. Nobody.
Right. And, you know, she's going to go on and tell you because of government services is why you got rich. But, you know, you're going to tell that to the Bill Gates of the world? I mean, there's plenty of people that have built their businesses from nothing to something. People that worked out of their garages. There's been clothing companies that have started out of people's garages. Apple Computer started out of a garage. I mean, we can go on and on with these things and how these fledgling companies. Look at Amazon, whether you love them or hate them, whatever. I mean, he was borrowed every last dime of his dad's retirement money. And you should see his office from the beginning and the scraping that they did to a degree. No, not destitute. But my problem is there are people like Warren, she's trying to appeal to that 99%, not the 1%, because she already understands them. She's in it.
You built a factory out there. Good for you. But I want to be clear. You moved your goods to market on the roads the rest of us paid for.
Not quite, Lizzie. No, seriously. Because if you own a trucking company or you own a company that does deliveries and you have trucks and you have equipment, you pay more tax. Because, you know, the federal government, these legislators have never seen anything. They haven't been able to find a way to tax. You know, California's looking to tax water here soon. But, I mean, you're paying taxes on those tires you're buying to fix the freeways. You're paying taxes on those vehicles that you're buying. You're paying federal tax. You're taxed to death on everything that you buy to repair those freeways. And trucking companies and transportation companies and companies that move product, they pay extra taxes just for that. The average Joe, like myself, who has a car that I'm not paying extra taxes to fix the freeways. And Lizzie, the states and the federal government, they also win because you're taxing the crud out of the stuff that I'm selling. So you get even more tax money. So those roads are actually your product that you've built to help you bring in more money. So the taxpayer is actually giving you money to create the roadways so those other trucking companies can deliver product to supermarkets and other places. So everybody shares in the wealth, Lizzie. Everybody.
You hired workers. The rest of us paid to educate.
No. Again, you would be wrong. If you're talking about public education, you know, schools, I don't know how well you're doing. I mean, considering we've gone from, like, one of the top five countries in the world for education down to about what? I think last I checked, we were 57th or 60th. So you're doing a really good job with that tax money that you're wasting from everybody. If you're talking about colleges and such, you are wrong again. Nobody asked you to give all those grants and loans and everything else out. You're doing that on your own, and you're doing a terrible job at it. Because look at the product you're turning out. You're turning out people that have no clue of American history. You're turning out people that can't even excel in the fields that they're in. And again, I am painting with a broad brush, but some of you know what I'm saying. You're giving classes on Latina gender studies. How much does that pay when you get out of school? I go through a whole bunch. Toxic masculinity classes? The taxpayer dollars are paying for? Yeah. You should be saying on money that you're wasting, not that you're paying.
You were safe in your factory because of police forces and fire forces that the rest of us paid for.
Oh, and let's not forget those insurance companies that you hate so much that we pay massive premiums on. Don't forget the property taxes that we pay that pay for the fire and police departments. You know, I mean, you don't get much more dishonest than she's being right now. But she's got a room full of those college-educated people that she's paid for or something. This is so easy. This is truly shooting fish in a barrel. But at the end, you hear it. They all buy into it. They all think she's wonderful. This is an Obama leftover, right? This is an Obama holdover.
You didn't have to worry that marauding bands would come and seize everything at your factory and hire someone to protect against this because of...
No. See, most big factories have to have security guards because there's not enough police in the town to actually protect the people in their factories. And let's get past that for a minute. And that's no dig on the police. The money just isn't there, right? Because municipalities are so good at, government's so good at watching over dollars and money. As far as the band of marauders coming in, isn't it the Democrats that consistently love to cut the budget for defense? So I'm not depending on you to protect me. I'm not even depending on you to make sure that we have enough military personnel to protect us in this country. And frankly, we shouldn't need them in this country, right? We shouldn't have to be afraid of our own military. We shouldn't have to be afraid of our government. Come on, Lizzie, wake up here.
The work the rest of us did. Now, look, you built a factory and it turned into something terrific or a great idea. God bless. Keep a big hunk of it. But part of the...
Gee, thank you. Appreciate so much you letting me keep my own money from my own labor, from my own work.
Underlying social contract is you take a hunk of that and pay forward for the next kid.
No. No human should be compelled, should be pushed, should be forced to pay anything forward. You do it out of the goodness of your heart. You do it because you want to do it, because you see value in it. You know, the people with mega bucks, and it's never going to make you happy. Even Bill Gates and people like that, they give mega dollars to programs that they like, the programs that they believe are valuable. Career tech ed programs, many rich philanthropists, they'll give money to career tech ed type of programs because they see the value in that kind of thing. But when you get back to trying to put everything on the worker, this is really, really disgusting. And it's really dishonest. Because frankly, who takes all the chances? We'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to talk about the worker versus the employer. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You'll see the real side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field.
seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above, redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen, showing the way in Silicon Valley, and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
Come on, that's a nice strolling music. Calm you down before I start poking on you. Joe Pesci, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. You can always send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And listen, we send out a weekly email, okay? I don't inundate people. I don't send you one every day because it would make me crazy to put one together to send. And I don't want one every day from anybody. So if you go to the website, TheRealSide.com. I'll wait. Go ahead. Go there. TheRealSide.com. You'll see an area in the top right-hand corner. You can put your email address in. And I just send you one once a week. If you find it's garbage, you don't like it, you don't like the stories, then you just simply just stop it. Stop, you know, unsubscribe. I won't bug you again. I don't go chase you down. I don't show up at your house. It's all good. Also, if you want to make a donation to the show, some of you... You know, you don't want to buy. I mean, I got books, T-shirts, mugs. I got all kinds of stuff I sell. You got to support the show, please. And there's a dozen ways to do it. One is to buy the product that we sell, the store link on the show, or you simply hit the donate button. You know, $5, $10, $15, $20, whatever. Skip a cup of coffee at that real expensive place. And if you don't want to do that, the other thing you could do, you know, just send me $5,000. I'll come to the house. I'll even clean the house. One time for $5,000, not a problem. But you got to live in the country. You got to live it like in the lower 48. You know what I'm saying? Joe Pesci, your host, always a pleasure. We were talking about Warren and some of her stupid, stupid comments. I'm sorry. They're not even ignorant at this point. They've got into the stupid mode. And Bernie Sanders is on board with that, and some of the other ones are spewing bits and pieces of it, if you would. When you hear people say that we didn't build that, and it was built on the backs of others, it's not true. Now, look, if you're gonna take me all the way back to the days of slavery, okay, then it's a whole different conversation. But in today's world, these multimillionaires, these people that have been successful in business, these people that have built it, there's a lot that have built their own business from scratch. These people, you know, my wife and I owned our own business, you know, before we sold it. We've had it for quite a few years. And guess what? I think one time we had, I don't know, 17, 18, 19 employees, whatever it was. And there were times when our check sat in the drawer when everybody else got paid. There were times when our mortgage check was late when everybody else got paid. All right? I mean, the bottom line with it is the owner of the business, the guy who comes up with the idea, the people that make it happen, the investors, they're the ones that are taking all the risk. Because you as an employer, now look, as an employee, now here's the thing. I had great employees. We had some bad ones, mostly good ones. And yes, there's good and bad employees. All right? You treat them well. You treat them right. You pay them properly. They work hard. They're loyal to the business because they realize if the business does well, they keep their jobs. If the business doesn't do well, everybody loses their jobs. But you know, I want you to think about this. I can come up with a great idea. I can come up with a great product, but I need people to make it. Now, I can always find somebody to make it. But I'm the one that's going to put my name, my assets, my house, my car, my life on the hook financially to get the money required to pay your salary to work there. You lose nothing. If the company goes under, in most cases, not all, I realize, but in most cases, if the company goes under, you simply get your pay, your last paycheck, or maybe they went under before they could pay you last paycheck. You go find another job, and that's... For the most part, that's the end of it. The most part. I realize it doesn't, again, doesn't happen in every situation. But they, the owner, the one that fails for whatever reason, his house can go. The car goes. His investments go. This is not easy stuff. It takes a toll on everybody. And we had employees that we cared about. We weren't close friends with them. But we cared about them. We wanted to make sure they got home in time to be with their kids, that they felt like they were part of the team. So for those people who don't know any better and ride that wave of the big, bad, nasty corporation and owner of these businesses, that's not fair. In most cases, it's not fair. And it's not right. You got a job. You're paying your bills. You're putting food on the table. That's so terrible, isn't it? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so I told you we're going to do some crazy stories. I love crazy stories. A 9-year-old girl is suing a century-old Berlin boys' choir. She argued that her bid to join was only rejected because of her gender. Because of her gender. Now here's this is a group that is hundreds of years old. It's made up of all boys. For what reason would she try to join? Right? For what reason would, it can't be because she thought she had every chance in the world of getting in. If her mom and dad said, go for it, you could do anything. That was bad information. Wasn't fair, wasn't right. The State and Cathedral Choir is one of the most renowned boys' choir in Germany. It was founded in 1465 by Frederick II of Brandenburg. So it's over 554 years old. It's never admitted a girl. The girl whose identity is not being revealed to protect her privacy. She auditioned with the choir in March. I wouldn't even have let her audition. I would have just said, I'm sorry, you can't do it. We don't admit girls anyway. That's why we call it a boys' choir. We don't call it a cisgen choir. We don't call it a gender-neutral choir. We don't call it the 78 Gender of the Day Choir. It's a boys' choir. Boys' choir requires that you have certain parts and pieces that kind of make up you being a boy. The choir contends the girl's rejection was not predominantly about her gender, and she would have been asked to join if she had displayed extraordinary talent, along with motivation, and if her voice had matched the desired sound characteristics of a boys' choir. You mean there's an actual difference in characteristics between male and female? I was not aware. The choir also expressed doubt it would have been able to work with the girl's parents. The girl's mother, who brought the complaint on her daughter's behalf, argues the choir's rejection is discriminatory in an impermissible way, and it violates her right to equal opportunities from an institution receiving state funds. The case has elicited strong feelings, with many weighing in on the side of the choir, arguing that it's less about talent and about tone, and that mixing the choir would bring an end to the traditional sound. Now, writing, you know, it's like, I'm going to make some of you, weird some of you out, right? It's like a guy going to work for Hooters. Well, unless you're, you know, some men who end up being well endowed in their later years, I don't know. But you know what I'm saying. I mean, it's kind of like some things have a theme to them. Are you telling me now that nothing is allowed to have a theme? You know, when these people talk, some of you remember this. When these people talk, I envision that old commercial, one of Apple's first commercials, right? And they were making fun of IBM for kind of being, you know, a communistic kind of company. You guys remember that? All the people sitting around in gray suits, and they're being fed by this talking head what they're supposed to believe, what they're supposed to say, what they're supposed to do, what's right, what's wrong. And then the Apple, the person that's representing Apple comes in and blows the place up, basically. And I don't mean physically kills everybody, but I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Blows up the screen, blows up the way that you normally do business. And basically, you're entering a whole new world where you've got all kinds of options. Right? I mean, this is what they're saying, that this kind of tradition is wrong and bad. Well, what's wrong and bad about it? I mean, seriously, what is it? They don't excel in their own area, so they have to ruin somebody else's? I don't get this. This is a boys' choir. Why would you want to be an all-boys choir? Something that's been around over 500 years. Why do you want to be the one known of screwing it all up? Writing for an influential German paper, society columnist Hannah Bertke said that nobody said that girls can't sing well, but it's a different tone, right? I mean, it's a different way, it's a different sound. She went on to say, but the timbre is different. The judging that should be left to the musicians and to the musicologists are the ones that should make the decisions. Anyone who wants to enforce a misunderstood gender equality sacrifices a cultural asset. Hannah, they don't care. They simply don't care. It's all about them. It's all about their perceived equality. It's all about simply smashing tradition for smashing tradition's sake, because you can't have it. So I'm a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. Head up to the website, railside.com. You can learn more about the show, more about me, more about the stories we do, guests and topics and all kinds of stuff. Listen, I want you to have a great rest of the day. God bless. Don't do anything stupid.